The Daily Chronicle, July 5th, 1924, by Kathleen O'Brien. Somehow, things have never been quite the same between George, on one hand, and Linda and me, on the other, since we made him take us to the rodeo. I have always liked George. I have always, to a certain extent, respected George. George is quite a reasonably well-informed man. He drives a very pretty tea-shot, and when he is washed and tidied, he is not at all ill-looking. But that afternoon, I knew instinctively that Linda was thinking just what I was thinking. To both of us, somehow, it seemed that George had changed. It was not until the rodeo had commenced that we knew that George had changed. Myself, I believe the moment when George began to change synchronized with the moment when cowboys and cowgirls came riding so splendidly into the arena, headed up by Tex Austin with his nice black horse in a white shirt. Tex Austin in a white shirt, I mean. Just to see them looking so proud and fine, and Linda and I clapped like two little grimy boys at a circus. Then suddenly we both turned and looked at George, or rather, our eyes met atop of George's bald head. Linda's eyes said, "What is wrong with George, Kathleen? He looks rather small and insipid today, doesn't he?" And mine said, "A real man would be wearing not an unadventurous straw hat with a bit of ribbon, but a noble silk shirt and a great wide felt, and would be sitting on a great wild horse like Powder River Thompson and Skeeter Bill Robbins." Then the bareback bronc riding commenced. Linda and I, thrilled beyond words, watched with our hearts nearly in our mouths as cowboy after cowboy gave himself up to be bucked, all for our delight, round about the arena. "Some riding," said George, in what seemed to us a particularly vapid kind of way. What right had George to make a silly, ineffectual remark of that kind? A man who had never been bucked by a bronc in all his life? Powder River Thompson, I felt, would never have spoken so insanely. And after the fancy roping event, after Strawberry Red Wall, or whoever he was, had lassoed fierce galloping horses with as little trouble as if he had been licking stamps, Linda and I began to wonder how we had ever found George, who had never lassoed anything, not even a tortoise, tolerable. But when the cowgirls' bronc riding began, when Barney McCarroll and Vera McGinnis appeared riding their foaming steeds, something happened to George. Or could it be that in George's eyes something happened to us? At any rate, after the event, there was George, looking at us in quite a new, superior, critical way, almost as if he thought we had somehow changed. So that is how things are now between George and Linda and me. Of course, nothing has been said. But now, when George discourses on the habits of the rarer Coleoptera, Linda and I, sighing, vision beyond his summer waistcoat to stalwart forms in the wild, wide hats of Powder River Thompson and Skeeter Bill Robbins. But George, does that unseeing look on George's face, when Linda and I discourse to him on the summer sails, mean that he is daring to vision beyond our washing silks to the gallant bearing and the saucy riding breeches of Barney McCarroll and Vera McGinnis?